charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back, Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show. Rick, didn't mean to run you into a heartbreak there, man. Sorry about that. Rick, I do have a few more questions for you. I appreciate you sticking around. Here, let's start with this. What do you think's the most important issue? We talked about Roe v. Wade, but you know, the thing that's sticking in my craw is the whole January 6th, this attempt to overturn democracy effectively, and the lack of accountability, let's just say. We know the pawns, the insurrectionists, the violent mob. Well, they're being charged, they're being convicted, they're being jailed for some, you know, short-term sentences typically. But the organizers, the inciters of this mob, those that would have, you know, schemed to overturn the Electoral College count, well, I haven't seen any accountability, whether it's elected Republicans, whether it's the former president. I mean, I'm waiting on Merrick Garland. But this issue, each and every day, it just tears at my soul, Rick. And I cannot move beyond this issue to talk about things like, you know, where's the baby formula? It's just unimportant relative to, you know, the chance that we could lose democracy if we go vote or allow too many of our friends to go vote Republican. So, I mean, do you share my angst, sir?
Yeah, I've been saying, you know, since January 6th that, you know, the reality is we should have been having hearings already. We should have been having perp walks, lots of them, and not the people who defecated on the floor or urinated on the desk or broke windows. Those were the dupes. Those were the people who got riled up and pointed in the direction and aimed. I wanted the moneyed interests. I wanted the people who funded the buses. I wanted the people who spent the hundreds of thousands of dollars to put that whole thing on. I wanted the people behind it. I wanted the message makers. I wanted the people who were finding out, who were behind the coup attempt. And look, we now know them. There are memos. The amazing thing, and this is where history, I have great faith that history will look back on this moment and go, you know, this was a coup attempt, and how stupid they were to record and write their treason down in memo form or on Parler or in every, you know, electronic meme way possible so that they could look at it and use it. Now, it's our job to make sure that we hold them accountable. Sadly, Democrats in their zeal to cross every T and dot every I have allowed the Republican chaos merchants and outrage candy machine to spin a narrative. It was just another day, Mike. There was a picnic atmosphere. It was a family day. No, this was an insurrection. This was a coup attempt. They knew exactly what they were doing. Trump knew exactly what he was doing and why. And why they were there was to stop the certification of the election. That was their stated goal from the beginning. Any other reason is total bunk. Stop the steal was very clear. And if you read the Parler, you read the social media posts of the day, they were going there to stop the certification of that election. And we have to remember that because they believed that if they could get it into the House of Representatives, that's how they were going to win the election. Because when Trump was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a couple of weeks earlier before that, he even said that. He couldn't help himself. There's a guy with diarrhea of the mouth. You tell him something, it has to come out. That's what he told the audience there. You know, if we could just get it into the House, we can win with 26 votes. And most people didn't know what he was talking about. But he did. And this is why I think we have to have hearings. And they better be very public. They better be on every network. They better be everywhere. And we better be talking about it every day, because you're right. If we can't save what little bit of democracy we've got left, fascists like Benito Mastroianni will rig the next election and steal the next election.
He is Rick Smith of the Rick Smith Show. He's the fine host thereof. Rick, here's the good news, bad news. We're going to play the June 9th hearings in real time right here on this network. The bad news is, man, you might get preempted. Rick, let me ask you, here in the state of Wisconsin, we were one of those very important swing states, right? And Pennsylvania's one, and Michigan was one, and Arizona and a few others, Georgia. Rick, they seated false electors. There were 10 false electors, and they were all Republican Party, you know, heads, county party chairs, things. Hell, the Republican Party chairman in the state of Wisconsin was a false elector on behalf of Donald Trump. Now, our Elections Commission, and it's a bipartisan feckless agency. No offense to a few of my friends that serve on it, but it was created not to have any teeth. And apparently they came to the decision under Wisconsin law. There is no clear Wisconsin law that says you can't go be a false elector. But this was fraud being perpetrated, man. If I went and signed something like that on a loan document, hell, my bank would either put me in foreclosure or they'd turn me over to the FBI. So my question is, Rick, what is being done in the state of Pennsylvania? You guys had false electors as well, did you not?
Sure, but in their false statements, there was a caveat along the lines of, in the event that this is overturned, these are our electors. So they weren't actually saying these are the electors. They had that little caveat in there that, well, we're not claiming these are the electors just yet. They're the ones in the event that it gets overturned. So that's kind of been their way out of
this. Please don't throw me in jail clause they wrote into their insurrectionist electors scheme.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the second you sent that to the National Archives, the next day there should have been people knocking on their door with shiny bracelets, marching them off. And I'm still going, why has it taken so long to do any of this stuff? If it were you or me or anyone else, any of our listeners, we'd be going to jail. Same thing with these people. My representative, Scott Perry, I don't know why he's not going to jail for ignoring a subpoena. He has been subpoenaed to testify. He's refusing. If it were you or me, they'd be knocking on my door, dragging me in there, slamming me in there. Now I've got the right to plead the fifth, and so does he. I want him in that seat pleading the fifth.
You know, Rick, ironically, the very same week these false electors went to the Wisconsin State Capitol, and there were the real democratically elected electors, and then there were the false electors. And then me and my crew also showed up because it was a locked capital and the Republicans were doing a little jackassery. They were doing COVID spreading Christmas carols and set up their own Christmas tree. Well, not to be outdone, we showed up with the devil tree, Rick. We dropped it. We sang our own carols and, you know, covered the big event. And we were cited for entering a locked building, the very same locked building, the very same week. I mean, we got tickets. We're fighting it, believe me. But we were cited for entering a locked building without permission or cause. Well, at minimum, I want to see these false electors have to go through the same legal process I do.
Yeah, and again, it's when you're talking about the power of the elites, this is what supposedly Republicans are against. And I keep bringing this up to my Republican friends going, look, you're against the elites. You want to drain the swamp. You are the swamp. This is the kind of stuff you're supposed to be against.
It is pretty swampy. Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show. It plays 8 to 10 Central Time right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Rick, look forward to listening to your show every night except for June 9th when it's going to be preempted for the January 6th hearings. We're playing them live. Rick, I'll tune in later tonight. Thanks for joining me on the Devil's Advocates.
Beautiful stuff, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Come back. Hour two is next. Dom's joining the party. It's right now.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.